Hello.
How's life with you?
Pretty crazy, mate. Yeah. It hasn't really stopped. I mean, I got off the plane on Tuesday, did loads of media, travelled back to Leeds again, got home about 6 p.m, woke up at 5, went back down to Manchester and then to London, did loads of media through the day. It's just been non-stop. It's been completely non-stop.
So where in the world are we talking to you now? Are you back in Yorkshire yet?
I'm in London at the moment, yeah. I'm doing ITV down here, speaking to people, meeting people. And hopefully I'll be back up in Yorkshire and actually home tonight as well. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing my family.
I bet. I've got so many things to ask you. First things first, you just mentioned that plane journey home. We've seen so much on the telly about that plane journey. What was it like being on that plane? Was it the party that we were led to believe?
It was pretty fun. I mean, there must have been like at least 200 athletes on there, you know, with a load of success behind them as well. So everyone was in really good spirits, and there was a lot of free champagne and wine and stuff. So it was pretty good, and especially because I had a lovely layback seat as well.
Well, you know what, Olympic
part
gold
of the package of winning. Yeah,
Olympic gold medalists get the best seats. That's the way it is now.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it works, I think. So yeah, and I had Sir Steve Redgrave sitting like two seats behind me, which was really cool. You know, it was wicked. It was really cool.
We've seen all the photos and the TV footage and whatnot. And then just now it's done. How are you feeling? Is it party time, or is there a kind of a bit of a lull because you don't know what to do with yourself? Like, what's the emotion?
I think at the moment it's just about seeing my family. Really, I'm going to go see my family and friends, and I just need time to spend with them. But you know, it's holiday head on now because I go to Spain on Saturday with my girlfriend, which is going to be a lot of fun, you know, just having a couple of drinks out there, having a little party and stuff and celebrating. And then just trying to fit in as many people as I can to see, really. Because, you know, people from my life that I haven't seen in years, so obviously, you know, you want to see me and stuff and just congratulate me. So, yeah, it's just about, you know, having fun, enjoying it, and then in a couple of months' time, getting back to training again.
Well, that's kind of... When I've been watching all the Olympics, I love the Olympics. I think they're beautiful and they bring out the very best in everyone. I genuinely think they're outstanding things, the Olympics. But I always get so jealous of the likes of you. You look so happy. Is that the one word? Is it the time of your life? Are you aware of how big a deal this is?
I'm not really aware of it, no. But yeah, it is the time of my life, you know. Obviously, as a diver, our biggest event is the Olympics. So, you know, everyone looks forward to it every 4 years. And it can really make or break an athlete, really. And it's done both to me. And, you know, this time around, it's been absolutely incredible. You know, I've had the time of my life. Rio was just fantastic for me. I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah, unbelievable.
And when you go on holiday with your girlfriend, will you be wearing normal-sized swimming shorts, or are you sticking with the Speedos?
I will certainly not be wearing Speedos on the beach. I'll be just wearing normal shorts, and I blend in and be a normal person.
Speaking of the Speedos, we are doing a thing here at Stray FM. We're going back to the place where it all began for you, the Hydro in Harrogate, and the presenters are being taught to do some diving. Do you remember that, your first few trips to the Hydro, where it all began for you?
I was very young, but I've got a lot of memories from the Hydro from when I was growing up as a kid. You know, hanging out with the likes of Ollie Dingley and Matt Pillmore and Damien Ball, my coach and stuff. That was some of the best times of my entire life, really, while I was there. So I've got a lot of vivid memories of when I was growing up.
Brilliant. Well, we're having basically at the moment we're just bombing off the high board, which is a lot of fun, but it won't win us any certificates or medals at all. Well, thank you so much, Jack, so much for taking the time
to
speak to us. We really appreciate it, and just know how proud this part of the world is of you, because obviously you're winning the medals, but the way you conducted yourself and the big smile on the telly, it's been a pleasure to watch. It really has.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to hear.
And enjoy your holly bob. I think you deserve it.
Thank you very, very much. I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you.
Take care, Jack. Lovely chatting to you, pal.
Perfect. Thank you.